Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, July the 2nd, 184th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor yet again, Virginia Bass.
Thank you very much. So glad to be here.
Yeah, I knew you would be.
I've missed it.
we'll see how much missing will happen. We've got budget. We've got 4th of July. We got election reflections. We've got a lot of stuff, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
From your trip to Latin America, you are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Harriet Van Horn about New York. Quote, "After nightfall, I wouldn't leave a burning building without an escort."
Well, that says a lot.
Well, la-di-da. So we haven't seen each other for a period of time. What are some of the surprises that people would have about electioneering?
Oh, the amount of time that it takes, especially when you're in office. You have a job to do. You have to, you know, keep going to all the meetings, stay on top of the projects, and you can't campaign from your office. You have to pretty much physically take yourself out, and you find yourself really juggling many balls at one time, and it's amazingly challenging.
Is there that much stuff that is that fluid that needs your attention on a now basis?
There are several, you know, there's obviously the meetings that take place that you have to be ready for, the board meetings, the general plan update meetings, the budget meetings. There are some things certainly that you can put on the back burner. That's what I've been doing the last 2 weeks especially, has been catching up on all those back projects, and I've finally gotten to the last one, you know, putting them in touch with the right people. And of course, every time you get there, there's new ones that crop up. But you know, there's a triage, and there's things you have to deal with, and then others that you can
delegate.
Come back to delegate. Well, and some things you can delegate, and some things that are more difficult to
like
delegate.
This?
Yeah, actually, there you go. It is different, you know, being an incumbent, because you have a job to do, and the people expect you to keep working for them, and you just learn to get along with much less sleep. And good thing is, you can do emails away from the office.
That's what I was saying with the electronic stuff. Yeah. It's a whole different scenario than what it was, let's say, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's easier to be caught up, at least on the emails, and certain, you know, now that the we do have the agendas on our iPads, you know, there is a certain amount of work that you can do. But people like to see you physically in your office.
Well, that's where the mannequin comes into play, right?
There you go. I'm actually setting up office hours in, I know this will sound funny, remote locations of the 4th District. Not that things are, you know, it's not like Rex or, you know, Rex's district, but
it wouldn't sound that weird, I think, if anybody has been in business, because then you're not interrupted.
Well,
so you're there and you can focus on whatever it is, whatever the discussion is, instead of, okay, ding, ding, now there's a meeting around the corner, that kind of stuff. It's the block of uninterrupted time.
Well, and people tend to be intimidated coming into the courthouse because they have to go through
the whole
security.
Strip search thing?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've decided I'm setting up at least 5 different locations, probably once a month, like at Silvercrest, the Jefferson Project, somewhere in Myrtletown, over in Fairhaven. So people don't necessarily have to come to the courthouse, and it gives me a good opportunity to, you know, focus on the area of where I'm at.
Are you thinking like working lunch, or are you thinking after hours or before hours?
Right now, what it's looking like is, say, Silvercrest is going to be the fourth Monday of the month at like 10:30, because I have a meeting there at noon, so it makes sense that I'm there.
Well, and there are a lot of the folks that are there are available at
right.
that time.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, it's we'll see how the process goes and if there's better times. But, you know, that's the intent. And
the bar at 7 o'clock probably wouldn't be the best move, huh?
Probably not, generally speaking. But, you know, every community's different, you know. But I'm thinking we'll stay in more...
normal, traditional times, yeah.
Meeting type places, but
the grocery store parking lot.
That's huge.
Like at 6 in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, I can attest to
aisle
Safeway.
Three.
How many times have I seen you in the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's
when you see me, sometimes I duck around.
That's true. You guys do a good job of looking like end aisle displays.
We try.
But I think that's probably more of a challenge for those that are outside the fourth,
right?
Because of the geographic,
definitely.
But yet inside the fourth, there's still the time constraints.
Yep.
You know, if I want to talk to you, okay, maybe I get a little special something, and you reply to an email or a phone call. Great, and I don't need to see your pearlies. But I think a lot of folks want to have that sense,
right,
of accessibility. Regardless of whether or not they ever show up, just that you're available.
Well, and I think that's something, you know, we've learned from this last election is I can be in the office, available by email, available by phone. Going door-to-door, people really appreciate seeing you, and we tend to do that only during election cycles, and it just seems that it would help people feel more of a connection with government. And so, you know.
You mean other than just in the back pocket? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Virginia.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the concept of accessibility, you indicated in the last segment during the election cycle, sure, that's part of it. And I think there is an intimidation level just with the title. You know, you don't strike a lot of fear into a lot of people, I don't think, physically. But there are the structural elements of it. What about things like just using the elementary schools? I mean, would that be something? Because I think everybody feels pretty comfortable at, you know, the local elementary school.
Well, that's one of the ideas of trying to find the location. The Jefferson Project, Jefferson School. You've been out
Jefferson,
there at the West, yeah.
Alice Burney,
yeah,
Washington,
you know, so there's
Lafayette, there you go.
All those opportunities, and of course, having to work with the school district and some of those. Jefferson is its own, you know, the West Side Improvement District.
It's its own entity. Yeah.
And so, and Heidi's been really great, and we've been discussing that, and, you know, I can rent some rooms there. But yeah, I need to find those locations. Maybe over on the peninsula, it's going to be Peninsula School. You know, this is a concept that I just started fleshing out last week on, you know, what I'd like to do, and now it's actually sorting it out and seeing what it's going to look like.
It's got to be a little bit challenging, though, during the election cycle when you've got the city of Eureka being the primary geographic constituency for the 4th and laying over that the county and not saying, well, I will do. Well, no, that's city's jurisdiction. That's city. How do you deal with that dynamic? Because everybody else has got a lot of area that they do have some direct influence over.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, man up, Myrtle Town, here we come.
I think, you know, what I find even more interesting is during a campaign when you've got an opponent, say in my case, I had an opponent, And many of the comments during forums or going door to door were directly of making a change in something to make a difference from, you know, what I've been able to do, that there was actually no bearing that the county can't change.
So it was outside of the purview of what
right.
the county can do. Yeah.
And I'm trying to be very, you know, respectful
here. As an example, changing the Highway 101.
Changing Highway 101.
Okay. Not that was being said.
Yeah, but changing how the Eureka Police Department would work, or changing where housing is going to go in Eureka. Those are decisions
that
the city makes. Yeah. And at the same time, you're right, you know, you've got areas that are not in the city of Eureka that are in the 4th District that deserve attention also. And you run the risk of, if you focus so much on Eureka, that the others will feel like, well, what about me? But if you don't focus, you know, it's as everything.
A
it's a balancing
yeah.
balancing act. And that's why it's important, I think, to be, you know, more visible in the various neighborhoods, so people feel like, you know, if they've got a question on, can you change this, or why is it this way, I can talk to them directly. And
do you
hopefully
have time
help.
For me?
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm more than, and if some of your listeners have an idea of what they think would be a good community location for me to meet, they're more than welcome to call me.
You would be really cool. I mean,
if coming from you, I'm not sure.
Okay, how many city parks are there? There's got to be.
There's several.
Seven, eight of
yeah.
significance.
Yeah.
Do a picnic in the park once a quarter. And just, yes. you know, pick your five or six that you want to do. So you're doing one maybe every other week. And it doesn't have to be a weekend. It could be a weeknight kind of thing. And just, you know, grill some hot dogs. Yeah, I have to have some water and soda available, you know, on ice. And just sit around. And, you know, if they just want to graze, they can graze. If they want to yuck yuck, they can yuck yuck. If they want have a serious question. But it's in a very informal setting where maybe some of the trappings of the courthouse wouldn't exist at all. And you just kind of hang around and shoot the breeze. And
or Saturday morning coffees in numerous, you know, 4th District coffee shops. I mean, the people want to drop in. And
yeah.
there's ways
we're
to do
food
it.
Food attracts people.
Now, food attracts people.
I've
there are things
that.
Like insurance. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of different things to look at with all the ideas. It's amazing how hard, I hate to say government, not just government, to do anything seems to have, you know, raise the insurance flags, and especially if you're, you know, a part of a governmental agency, they're very
now, would
careful.
You, well, I suppose that would be a question for an insurance guy, but I was wondering, I'm thinking,
I know one that used to,
as an individual,
yeah,
yeah. just as an individual doing it, would you have that same liability, or could you do it by yourself because you're kind of doing it as a supervisor?
That'd be one of those things that I would certainly discuss with my insurance
county council,
guy.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Or even my insurance guy.
Why don't you talk to Sundberg? He supposedly has some background there.
I that's what I hear anyway.
Yeah. KINS News. I'll get that phone call. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Virginia, new budget, new fiscal year. Is this the first year that the county has gone over the $300 million mark for a budget? It seems to me like it is.
I don't believe so. In 2010, I knew the number. Coming here without the papers, the number was really close to the $300 million, and that's what we kept quoting during that wonderful election back in 2010. So could that have been $297 million, and we were saying $300? But I think the makeup of it is, probably a bit different. We've got a structural deficit, which is actually a smaller structural deficit than last year, which still is, not where I want to be, but...
So
I guess we have to consider that small amount of progress.
So the deficit going into this year is how much?
I believe 2.7
million.
Yes.
Which is obviously about 1% out of whack. Do you feel comfortable passing this budget with that deficit because contingencies exist, or are there huge build-ins for overtime that may not necessarily occur?
I feel comfortable given, I do believe Philip Smith Haynes and, or our CAO Philip Smith Haynes and this.
And he hasn't been back since he pinch hit for you one time.
Oh, well, I'll see what
like
I can do.
2.5-3 months. I don't think I nailed him that hard.
No, I'll ask him to come back.
Maybe if you brought him with you.
I could do that.
Then he might feel a little more comfortable.
I'll cuff him to
the
chair.
Yeah.
But we have a tremendous amount of respect for, he is thorough. If there's a way to make it work, he is the guy to do it. And what he is looking for, he's very, frugal, I'm not sure if that's the right word. When monies come in and we look at what types of funding those are, say some unexpected monies that we got back from the state, while it sounds really attractive to say, well, let's put in a sheriff position or let's fill a frozen position somewhere, he's got us to think that we have to remember that those aren't ongoing funds. And if you're going to fund a position, that's really the types of money you need.
Yeah, you don't want an ongoing commitment. It's a one-timer.
Well, if it's with using... that thought process, the money that does come in, we've instructed him to look for what can be done with those monies that will be, effectively lower our costs in the future, will make us more efficient. Certainly, we hope to see more of the ongoing funds through property taxes and, other methods coming through. But in the meantime, we just have to be very careful in encumbering the funds that do come in.
This budget is not predicated at all on the passage of the premium sales tax.
No.
Does that thing have a name yet?
I'm not on the committee, so all I can tell you is that the same thing that everyone's heard in the meetings, in the open public meetings. So there is no name as of this point. I believe we are still waiting to hear the results of the information gathering. So I'd love to be able to answer that question for you.
That's okay. Premium sales tax works for me. I mean, it's still what I refer to it as the Eureka thing, too.
Well, I think, there's challenges. There's going to be real challenges. I certainly think it would have been better for the county and the cities to try to think of doing this together. We all are in our own difficult situations. So, yeah,
okay.
And this one might actually end up looking like, an excess energy use tax. That was on the table also. But I think you've made your point.
Thank you. Or excess water tax, perhaps, for those dipping into the
some of
the other rivers. Yeah, gee.
The only thing is you can't catch them when they take the water. Can't catch them when they use all the electricity either.
Yeah, it doesn't
people
seem
are
that
finding
way,
ways around
all kinds of creativeness, yes.
Just think quick. They'd be done with all that creative energy if people put it towards solving some problems in the community.
Oh, I just was thinking, I wonder what's going to happen to all that creative moxie when it gets legalized.
I think there's going to be a lot of interest. You'll have all sorts of interesting radio shows going on.
I think we'll see a lot of moving vans, too, in action. As they go to the Central Valley.
Well, you know, that's an opportunity for an entrepreneur to, open up their own. We'll help you move.
Yeah, we've got one that we just need to keep them off the streets. That's all. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. 4th of July. It certainly is an opportunity, a benchmark, I guess, for most of us. It means different things. Is the county doing anything formal other than having the day off for the 4th of July? Is there any recognition of vets? Does the county have any proclamations? Is there anything along those lines that is done on an annual basis or a regular basis, even making sure that maybe that the parks are safe or any of that kind of thing?
I would have to truthfully say that I'm not sure. Every community has an event, and throughout the county, the events are on different days. Some try not to overlap, so you can go to different parts of the county on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. And, City of Eureka is where I'm usually at because that's where the Old Town Festival is going on. And
Well, Fortuna's got theirs.
Yeah.
Fortuna's got theirs.
I'm sure Petrolia.
I don't know if there's there's not a blessing of the fleet opportunity because the county doesn't have a fleet.
We have a fleet of cars.
Yeah, it's a little different as you back away from being a town or to a city.
To a county.
Because you're not really a community there. It's more of a regional thing.
Yeah, I am not aware of any. I mean, we do proclamations, maybe Veterans Day. There are times that we recognize people who have been in the service. But I do not believe we've done anything specific for the 4th of July. I think people, expect their, you hope that people know what we're celebrating. But I still remember the bicentennial. I remember, where I was. We were quite young.
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa went back east. They were in the middle of it all.
Oh, how fun,
We stayed home.
But I remember thinking what a big deal it was. Being
right,
well, old,
and
a really young country, actually considering,
yeah. Hopefully, we'll see another centennial. Huh?
I'm probably not. If you're planning on being,
I don't. No.
You're ornery enough. You might be.
Yeah, but the county doesn't do like a reading of the declaration for the meeting of the week of the 4th or anything, any of the traditional types of things like that. That would be just kind of. Kind of cool.
Well, and perhaps that's a great idea for next year.
Older.
And I would suspect there's been comments made at this week's meeting, on remember what this holiday is about. But you're right. I think most of the emphasis is on people enjoying the day with their families and the fireworks
what it's about,
and in their own.
It's
you
got to
say though when you what yeah yes. Except that I think Memorial Day has even gotten, further from people's consciousness. Unless you're someone who's, affected by it, I think it makes, they don't
flag
necessarily
the same way.
Fly, yeah.
Veterans Day, when we were out of town last week, we were at one of the memorials and got the Brokaw book, Greatest Generation. And it's like, okay, I'm getting it. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I think a lot of us grew up with, personal responsibility, paying attention to all that kind of stuff, reverence, are all infused in these World War II vets, and they say it in their own different ways. And then I look at today and the lack of responsibility, the lack of recognition of what these guys and gals went through. I mean, we just look at the election. 19%?
I think you mean the voter?
The turnout,
it ended up being, I think, closer to 40, but still.
But that's of those who are registered.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's
not of the community.
And we, you know, going door to door, people didn't even want to register. And that's part of, I think, what you're getting to is making people understand that there's the democracy in action, and it started somewhere, and you have a place, you have a part to play, and people aren't necessarily stepping up.
A responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's part of it.
Yeah. And
it's like having kids and then not being a parent.
I think there's a lot of work that needs to. I think it's a lot of work that needs to be done, and actually, I'm really hoping that we start seeing more emphasis in people, remembering that responsibility.
Well, I suppose we have a role in that here too, to bang away on that. But it's amazing some of the things that you have to talk about now that just used to be common. You know, pick up the garbage. You know, if you got litter, pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, they'll throw it down and walk away and expect, I mean, just simple, basic little things like that. So, I don't know, maybe next year the county will read the declaration.
Well, let me make a note of that.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be chair next year, are you?
No, but that doesn't matter.
Why?
We can have you there to accept it. You can.
Accept the declaration?
Actually, Mike Jones dressed as Uncle Sam. He's the best. Have you seen his Uncle Sam outfit?
Yeah.
It's a real beard. I mean, that's dedication to looking the part.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's a good step. No, the cartooning of it, I think, is part of that whole getting away from what the reality of this thing was.
Well, you can be the serious Uncle Sam.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Well, I'll work on that
yet?
One too. I think we are. Thanks for coming by.
I've missed you terribly.
Yeah, I can tell. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.